While it may not feel like it, as the region digs out from a nor'easter, the length of the skiing season across the U.S. is shrinking in response to climate change, and industry transformation is underway. One expert says most ski mountains in southern New England could be out of business in 25 years unless they diversify their offerings. But as Fred Bever reports, ski areas in northern New England could benefit.
The region's weather has been pretty up and down this winter, including here at Sugarloaf in western Maine. But skier Ken Erickson says it could be worse. Some mountains in New England's southern tier have seen very poor conditions, and ski refugees are trekking north.
Well, this year they struggled. Well, you know how we know that? When it gets like that, they all come up here, and you see them on the lift.
Erickson, whose permanent home is in Gloucester, Mass., has been skiing here since the 70s. He says weather volatility is always an issue in the sport, but the threat of climate change frightens him.
I have big concerns about it, and I can see the season getting very short.
And the U.S. ski season is shortening up after a prolonged period when advances in snowmaking were helping to extend it. Daniel Scott directs the University of Waterloo's Interdisciplinary Center on Climate Change in Ontario. He says a continuing warming trend, as well as more extreme temperature swings, seem to have put the brakes on that snowmaking expansion.
We may have reached a sort of peak season era in the 2000s when we had a lot of snowmaking penetration, but now the climate has shifted just that much that in these last 5 years anyway, the average season length has tipped down for the first time in over 30 years.
Scott has a sobering analysis for the Northeast. Even under the most optimistic climate change models, all ski areas in southern New England will no longer be economically viable by 2040. That is, not if their revenue streams depend on reliable snowfall, particularly during the crucial Christmas to New Year's holiday week. Lower altitude resorts are most vulnerable. By Scott's account, low snow casualties will include Mohawk in Connecticut, Blue Hills outside of Boston, and some bigger places too, such as Jimney Peak in western Mass. And creeping into the northern tier, New Hampshire's Attitash is in the climate change crosshairs, as is Maine's Shawnee Peak, the starter hill for many Portland families.
And adding snowmaking capacity isn't necessarily an answer. We've seen that in the last couple of years where it's just too warm to even make it, or you do make it, but it melts so quickly, so you're throwing money out the door. So, yeah, they'll have to look at how to diversify their revenues, and not every ski area is able to do that.
But one door closes, another opens, right? Particularly for the altitude advantage survivors, such as most ski areas in Vermont, New Hampshire, and across northern Maine. That's why one-time New England ski magnate Les Otten, he lives near Maine's Sunday River, is building global warming into his $1.5 billion proposal to revive a defunct resort high up in New Hampshire's Dixfield Notch called the Balsams. It was never a ski resort, but an historic summertime destination that Otten says is well set up to be resilient against climate change, with a golf course and nearby lakes and rivers to bring in visitors outside of the ski season.
What we have to do is we have to create a winter that's sort of equal to the summer, and that's the Balsams' opportunity.
The site is in a snowy sweet spot that could enjoy reliable skiing days through mid-century at least. Otten says he doesn't wish ill to others in the business, but he acknowledges that shorter and even terminal seasons at more southerly resorts could send skiers and investors his way.
You know, it's a hard industry to succeed in, and no one ever tried to take advantage or live off the disappointment of another. But it is very clear to me, looking outside the ski industry, that global warming is very real. The effects are real, it's there, and I think you have to plan for it.
Major ski conglomerates are responding, buying up geographically diverse mountains to hedge against local weather volatility, while offering winter and summer passes that now give visitors a cross-continental choice of mountains and seasons. Just last month, Vail Resorts announced a big move, purchasing Vermont's Stowe Mountain. And diversification is now the name of the game. Thus, the proliferation of mountain zip lines, canopy tours, gravity coasters, and golf courses. At Sugarloaf, its host town of Carabasset Valley and a nearby nonprofit called Maine Huts and Trails are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to add summer to the traditional wintertime destination, jointly developing a comprehensive mountain bike system. Town manager Dave Cota says it's paying off.
We'd go to the parking lots at the trailheads. They're filled up even in the summer, and we never saw that. A lot of it's second homeowners. I think they've got, you know, they've really got a reason to come back here. In fact, you know, what we're starting to hear is that people are actually buying property here because of that, because of the mountain bike trail development.
One telling sign, restaurants that once closed down when the forest leafed out are now staying open year-round. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever.